Howdy, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. I recently saw something on Facebook that said we need a day between Saturday and Sunday. I think we'd all like a little longer weekend. But like most folks, Mondays is your least favorite day of the week. According to Forbes magazine, it doesn't have to be. Here's some ideas to make your Mondays a little more tolerable. Number one, dress up. You probably can't do anything about what you've got to do, but wearing your best outfit makes you feel a little more confident, and just looking like you're ready to work tends to make you feel more like you're ready to work. Number two, do something nice for someone, or do something nice for the whole office. Bring donuts. Research has shown one of the best ways to improve your mood is to make someone else feel happy. Prepare for Monday. If there's something at work that you just can't stand doing, you got to do it every Monday. If you can, get a head start on it on Friday. That way, you'll lighten your workload, and you'll be able to relax more over the weekend. And finally, number four, make a list of things you're excited about for the week. It doesn't even have to be work-related. Just write down three things that you're looking forward to. Your favorite TV show, having a drink with friends, things of that nature. That way, you'll remind yourself of some good stuff that's coming up, and you won't just concentrate on how awful Monday's going to be. In fact, some people suggest always making plans for Monday night, because then you start off thinking of Monday as your special day, not just the beginning of the work week. I'm fully aware none of this will more than likely make Monday any better, but it's worth a shot, right? And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. And rest assured, your week would start better if you started there, getting a manicure, pedicure, massage, facial, whatever. I promise you would feel better after doing that, even though it's Monday. To find out more and to get a gift card for someone you love, go to BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.